Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Success Design. I'm your host, Beth Schenkel Anderson, and I'm so pleased that you could join me on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday afternoon. A little bit about this show. I created The Success Design as a means to give people the power to design their own special life, whether it's by sharing a book I'm reading, for example, or telling you a personal story or inviting a special guest. I want to give you the tools to succeed at your own life, and I find the tools that I find successful, a lot of other people find successful as well. A little about me, I'm an attorney and also I'm a law professor. I teach more than I practice law, though. I also own Beth Anderson Productions, which produces this radio show, along with some other projects. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so through my website at www.BethAndersonProductions.com, and you can also read my blog. I try to post a blog once a week, at the very least. It's blog.BethAndersonProductions.com. Now let's move on to today's show. I have a special guest today, and I'm so excited to bring her to you today, as she's a fitness expert, a successful entrepreneur, and she was recently named one of Tallahassee's 25 Women You Need to Know. Her name is Laurel Blackburn. And she is the owner of Boot Camps to Go, a fast-growing fitness company in Tallahassee. So, hi, Laurel, and welcome.
Hey, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing on this pretty day?
Well, actually, I'm doing the radio show poolside, so I'm doing really good.
Well, that sounds really great. That's about the best way I could imagine doing the show.
Well, it's the beauty of the internet.
I know. I'm sitting here at my home, you know, being able to look out my back window at this beautiful day. Not quite enjoying it yet. I'm going to do that after this show, though.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for being on today. I really appreciate taking the time away from your relaxation just to be on the show and to tell us a little bit more about Boot Camps to Go and your success as an entrepreneur. I thought we could sort of talk about the three things. You know, you could talk about maybe your company and your success in general as an entrepreneur, and also your philanthropic efforts, which I was really impressed by and would like to know more about. So why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about Boot Camps to Go.
Okay, we actually changed the name a while back because the business has grown so much that it just wasn't, the name we had wasn't even telling all that we were doing. So now we are Boot Camp Fitness and Training. So what we do is we offer a really unique fitness boot camp experience in Tallahassee. There's nothing else like it. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, tried to start boot camps here and there around town, but it's never really lasted. But we use really unique equipment, so the workouts are really fun. Like, we'll use tires. We have sandbags. We have these new bags with water. We use Russian kettlebells. We use, you know, pull-up bars, a lot of your own body weight. We have ropes. You know, I see commercials of, like, the NFL combines and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, that's all the stuff we do at boot camp. But it's not, I mean, it's an intense workout, but it's also fun, and it goes by really fast.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I, myself, have never tried it, but I've seen people, like, push over, like, maybe tractor tires and run in the sand, which is kind of easy to do here in Florida. And do the where you go through the ropes, like your feet, maybe it's probably testing your agility and things like that. And I think that it's more like functional strength that you're developing, because I know one time I went to physical therapy because I'd injured my back, and it was like they were more involved with not just sitting on a weight machine and lifting weights, but using your weight and your body weight and stuff to be able to do pull-ups. So it sounds like you're more geared. Sounds a lot like a true boot camp, a true military boot camp.
But I always say, you know, sitting on a Nautilus machine at the gym, there's nothing in life that mimics a Nautilus machine, like, you know, the shoulder raises or leg extensions. You know, you're going to squat and pick stuff up. You're not going to sit on a machine and raise your legs up. You're not going to raise your hands out to the side over and over for anything in life, unless you're carrying the trash out and you've got two bags and you want to hold them away from your body. But, you know, you're going to pick up, you're going to, you know, put things somewhere. You're going to pull yourself up. You're going to get up from the ground. You're going to flip stuff over. So, yeah, everything we do is just is functional. You know, we build muscles that a lot of people ignore in the gym, especially women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Notorious ignoring, you know, upper body strength.
Yeah.
They always want to work their butts and legs.
So what are your clients like? Like, what do you have a certain client range that's most interested, or is it more of a wide variety of people?
It's a pretty wide variety of people. I mean, we have, like, a lot of college students. We have people in their 60s. We have people that are obese. You know, we have athletes. We have husbands and wives. We have, you know, mother-daughters, we have mother-sons, you know. So it's a wide variety. And the thing is, the workout will always be the same, but then we modify from there. You know, we have people that lost over 100 pounds coming. So obviously when they started, they couldn't do a lot of the stuff or, you know, maybe some of the squats or pull-ups or whatever. So everything we do can be modified. And then you only go at your own pace. We're not one of those that are going to yell or humiliate you. You go at your own pace, and then as you get stronger in something, you know, you take it up a notch.
And what got you interested in fitness and doing the boot camp fitness and training? What got you interested in doing boot camps to start with? Have you always had an interest in fitness and helping people achieve their goals?
Yeah, I was. I used to be a competitive bodybuilder back in the day. And then I became a personal trainer, and I worked at one of the local gyms for, I guess, like 3 years. And I'd been always, you know, I'm always online, you know, doing certifications or reading and studying and keeping up on stuff and professional websites. And I kept hearing about all these boot camps, but they were in, like, Atlanta, L.A., Miami, like big cities. And I thought, God, I wonder I could do something like that. It just sounded so much fun than going to a gym day after day, seeing one client at a time. You know, you have to make money doing that. You have to be there 8 hours a day.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Like, I wonder how I could take this because I'm creative and I love marketing. I love thinking of ideas, all that stuff. So I just decided I set a date like 6 months from when I decided to do it, marked it in my calendar, and then just started planning and writing down all my ideas, no matter how crazy they were. But once I had, like, a target date to start, I just started working towards that goal and then started my first boot camp in August of 2005.
Oh, okay. That was going to be one of my questions, is how long you've been in business. And
yeah,
okay, so I didn't realize that you had been in business that long. That's really great. That's tremendous. That's tremendous.
Yeah. When I started mm-hmm. with 16 clients, and all I had was grass that I rented in mm-hmm. front of Jim Morse Gymnastics. He let me use the grass out in front of his building. So I paid him $25 each time I came. And now we're in 5,600 square foot facility, and we average about 130 clients a month. So, I mean, it's just really grown, and now we offer more programs. We have Commando Krav Maga, which is the Israeli self-defense,
mm-hmm.
and the guy that teaches that is one of only two level 4 Commando Krav Maga instructors in the whole state of Florida. We have Success Athletic Training that I brought on as partners, and they train athletes, middle school, high school, college, and pro. And they also do fitness for youth. So if anyone has their kids this summer, they want to get them in shape. These guys are just awesome. They're gifted. I'm just in awe when I watch them work with the kids. It's incredible.
Wow, that sounds great. I've always had an interest in Krav Maga because I don't have any self-defense skills, and as a woman, I know that is so important. And you know, I've always relied on my height. I'm 5'10", and generally a woman that's taller doesn't really have to worry about that. But, you know, you really do have to worry about it. And I have watched shows on Krav Maga, and I think the Israelis are just brilliant at some of their moves. And And I also understand that you offer the Russian kettlebell program training.
Right. I'm the only Russian kettlebell certified instructor in like 150 or 120 miles. Those are the most awesome exercise tool. It's like a cannonball with a handle, and we have different weights up to 106 pounds. But you combine, like your heart rate is just flying, but you're doing strength training, and it doesn't take up much space. You can get a hard, hard workout and burn a ton of calories in like 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They did a study, ACE did a study, and the kettlebells burn more calories than anything, than running, than cross-country skiing, than spin class. Burns up to 20 calories a minute.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
That's a lot more than I can get out of my elliptical trainer at the gym.
But it's really, I don't know, I love it. It's so much fun, and it's like the favorite thing we do at boot camp is use the kettlebells. We use them in boot camp, but then I have kettlebell classes that just take it up a notch. Like, we do more advanced exercises in the kettlebell class.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might have to try that out then. That sounds like fun. I've seen people use them on TV, like commercials and stuff, but they look really fun. I love lifting weights, and I think it'd be great to. I would love to combine cardio with weight training because I always, when I go to the gym, I do 30 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of weight training. And if I could just do 30 minutes, period, I would probably go more. You know, I would get, you know, twice the workout in 30 minutes. And if I went more, you know, I would have more time during the week to go because I wouldn't have to devote a full hour, hour and a half. And plus at the gym, a lot of times at the gym you have to wait on equipment and all that stuff. So, to actually have a class where, you know, you have your own kettlebells and all that stuff, that would be ideal for all the people out there listening or listening to this on the replay and that might have someone certified like yourself in their area. It sounds to me like it would be a really great opportunity for them to get in shape really quickly or to build on what they already have.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people that, you know, are triathletes, people that run marathons, and they added kettlebells once or twice a week and cut, like, you know, lots of time off their best races. And there's no impact on your joints with the kettlebell. You can go run and run and run and run, and it impacts your knees, your back, all your joints. Or you can cut back on your running, add kettlebell training or even the boot camp, and you're going to get better results on your run, but with taking away a little bit of the impact.
Yeah, I started running earlier, late last year, and I injured my knees very badly because I'm the kind of person when I go to work out, I work out. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize that, you know, I could work out for an hour really hard on the elliptical and not hurt myself, but I can run for 15 minutes and really hurt myself. And I just stopped running. It just wasn't worth it to my knees to do it. It just wasn't, you know. And I was going to ask you how you kind of protect people's joints and stuff, because after hurting my knees, that is one thing that I'm kind of leery of just starting a new program is, I had a running trainer and everything, and I still hurt myself. I had a running coach who had me on a plan and everything. And I pushed myself too hard. And it's funny, you know, I ran for 30 minutes and my knees hurt me for 3 weeks. It was awful. So, there's, you know, I think it's great to have someone like you to, you know, to scale back or to, you know, if something's hurting to do something else and to teach people, especially with your experience with bodybuilding. I know you had to have had experience with overdoing it and all. Yeah, and, you know, just I know that I would like to have someone that would say, you know, if I could come to you and say, hey, my elbow is really hurting, I think I have tendonitis in it, and, you know, you kind of modifying the workout, and I think that's a great benefit to your program, to your organization, is the personalized stuff. Is that something you offer, is that, you know, when you help maybe someone that's elderly or someone that's overweight?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, it's like we have group fitness, but I know everyone. I know what their problems are. It's a very personable program. You know, we know people's husbands, we know their kids, you know, I know what their problems are. You know, they may have a problem like, oh, my knee's been bothering me. Well, I will look it up. Well, a good trainer is going to refer you out, first of all, because I'm not a medical professional, but I'm going to get online, I'm going to research the problem, I send them the information, you know, I encourage them, you know, physical therapy, go to your doctor, whatever you need to do. But then we also, you know, we'll work around people's problems, especially knee problems, you know, because they're not going to be doing a lot of squats or lunges. And
sure.
A lot of back problems are caused just because people use their backs as their butts. You know what I mean? It's like they lift with their backs, they move with their backs, instead of using the big, strong, powerful muscles of their butt, you know. So we teach people how to actually start using their butts again with deadlifting and, you know, deeper squatting and the kettlebells and all that. And then people's back pain goes away because they're moving the way they're supposed to move.
That's great. That's great. Well, let's move on and talk about the business of your company and how being an entrepreneur has impacted your life and how, you know, I mentioned at the beginning that you were named in 2010 one of the 25 women you need to know here in Tallahassee. So congratulations on that.
Well,
and I also saw that your company, I guess it's Bootcamps Fitness and Training now. Yeah, I saw that you were a finalist in the Tallahassee Chamber Small Business Excellence Award. So congratulations and good luck on that.
Well, thank you.
Sure,
that
I wanted.
I'm
sorry.
That was really exciting. So.
Yeah, I'm a member of the chamber. So yeah, congratulations, big deal there. So, you're an entrepreneur. You obviously know what you're doing as far as being a bodybuilder beforehand. So you got into something that you knew really well. Do you think that, and you have a passion for it, do you think those are important in building your own business and wanting to make a difference out there?
Yeah, I think passion's probably carried me further than anything because I have no business experience at all. I made sure I surrounded myself with people, you know, who knew what they were doing, people that mentored me. I had some incredible people that, you know, Guy Moore that owns Garnet Gold, Kevin Standriff that owns Gymforce Gymnastics. I mean, they went out of their way to, like, guide me and direct me and just really helped me out and just making sure, you know, I'm being members of professional groups, you know, in the fitness industry because, you know, I got a lot of, you know, do and do nots from them. But a lot of it was just passion. I just wanted this thing so badly that, you know, I was willing to put in the effort, and it's something that Tallahassee did not have, so it's just filling a niche.
I found that people I know that are on their own have found a need that wasn't being fulfilled, and they've been able to capitalize on that just over and over again. And that's what I think that you've done is that, you know, there's not even that many gyms here in Tallahassee, really. And the personal training I don't find to be that superior to anything,
right?
So to offer something that's so unique, I know there are a lot of like martial arts classes, but generally those are for children. Like I know I've looked into taking Taekwondo, and it seems like those are more for children, and people doing competitions, and that's not what I want. I want to know, you know, I want to be stronger physically. So I think, almost every entrepreneur that is successful, if not every entrepreneur that's successful, has found a niche, has found a need, and also it sounds like that you've asked people for help. And I've read so many books that said just ask. People are there to help. They actually want to help.
Right.
To be able to. I mean, you've become successful so quickly. I mean, I've just seen you. Just all of a sudden, you're just everywhere.
Right.
I know that you, I've seen commercials and, you know, on TV and stuff here in Tallahassee. But you did all this maybe without maybe the formalities of a business plan or a marketing plan and all that. You just saw opportunities. And is that how you went about it?
Yeah, like I said, when I started, I kept a journal and I wrote down every idea. You know how you're so excited about something and you have, like, you know, 100 ideas going through your head. I made sure I wrote down everything, even st- stuff that was stupid that, you know, I look back, I'm like, what was I thinking with that one, you know? You know, I was going to do like a mommy and me, like baby boot camp thing. You know, I just wrote down everything. I tried it. And the good thing about having your own business, if it doesn't work, don't do it. You know, I tried the mommy and me thing. It wasn't for me personally. I know there's programs out there where you can bring your kids to work out, but it just wasn't for me. So I didn't do it anymore. You know, and I think the other reason is why you're doing what you're doing. I think people that go into a business, the people I've experienced that start these boot camps, if they're going into it just to make a buck, they're not going to succeed. Mm-hmm. You know, that wasn't my goal, was, oh, I'm going to make a lot of money. My goal was, this is going to be fun, you know, and you know, I'm going to be able to help a ton of people at once instead of one person at a time. And it was just, I don't know, I just thought of it as just something that was just so much fun. And it's been almost 5 years, and I still drive home, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love what I do. I mean, I love it. I love the people. I can't even imagine doing anything else.
That's great. You know, not a lot of people can do that or say that. And I'm so happy that you followed your passion. And speaking of passion, I wanted to talk about your involvement with the Special Olympics, because I think that's just tremendous. Whenever I see the Special Olympians, it just really is endearing to my heart. So do you want to talk a little bit about your involvement with them?
Yeah, I actually got involved from Facebook. Someone, a lady that comes to my boot camp, like, she is, like, big-time coach. Like, she does way more than me. Kelly Hensley, she does every season of every sport. And she just put out a notice on Facebook that they were looking for track coaches. I'm like, well, I don't know. It's funny because running is my least favorite thing to do.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'll be a coach. You know, and you didn't have to have experience. You just have to really have a desire to help people. And I went out there, and I was so nervous, you know, about coaching. And I ended up coaching shot put with my 15-year-old son. We both do it. And, I mean, I love those people. Just to watch them, you know, give 110%, no matter what their disability is like, you know, and I complain if, you know, I got a headache or, you know, a blister or whatever. And it's just total unconditional love. And so I did the track season and then helped with powerlifting, and we donated our gym because their gym got shut down that they were doing powerlifting. One of my favorite little athletes, well, actually he's not little, he's 29, started coming to boot camp. He lost 117 pounds. He's got Down syndrome, and I mean, he didn't do it at boot camp. He did it before he came. But this is someone who was watching Biggest Loser, and he's like, something clicked in his head, and he started eating right. He started exercising every day. He was riding his bike to work. He works harder at boot camp than anybody, any able-bodied, able-mind person at boot camp. If we're on a break and everyone stops to drink water, if he's not done, he finishes. He'll stay late if he hasn't finished. And it's like, he is more inspirational to me than I probably am to him. You know what I mean? He just inspires me to be a better athlete, a better person. I mean, you know, he just gives 110%. He gives his all. And it's just, I mean, we all love him.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's truly amazing. I mean, to lose that much weight on your own, to have a physical disability on top of being overweight, and to put things together and to do it yourself. That's amazing. That's a story. That's a story for the Biggest Loser, really.
No, he actually had. They actually contacted the show, and you know, they didn't get him on the show or anything, but I think they sent him a T-shirt or something.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, when I was coaching track, they had the area games where it's all the surrounding counties of the Big Bend. They come to Leon High School and compete, and then the athletes with the top times get selected to go to the state games in Disney, which they're going to do in just a few weeks. But last year, we had our athletes like running track in like torn up basketball shoes with no shoelaces, with jeans on. I'm like, you know, we would never let our Florida State athletes or our high school athletes compete in these conditions. So I was like, I can't take it. And so that's what we started at my gym, a shoe drive, and we started collecting gently used running shoes, which I don't know about you, but I probably have six pair because I'll get a pair, they're uncomfortable, I buy another pair. Or I wear them a few times, and then I want the latest, greatest one. So, and my boot camp clients are the most generous people I've ever met. But we collected tons and tons of shoes, athletic clothing, socks. So we were able to outfit the athletes, you know, so that they can perform and do better. Of course, their times are going to be better when you have proper athletic wear.
Yeah, I remember when I spoke with you earlier in the month, you said that you were, you know, you really surprised when you went there and you saw them running, you know, with in shoes with no laces or in jeans or things that just aren't conducive to a good athletic experience. And I was really wanting to touch on your philanthropic efforts to clothe these Special Olympians and to make sure they have what they need to succeed. I think that's just tremendous. That's tremendous.
And, you know, they're so grateful. It's like we donate our cast-off shoes, you know, that we don't wear anymore, and they are, like, on the moon, you know, so happy to have these shoes, you know, new shoes and new clothes. I mean, something that probably we take for granted means so much to some people that just don't have the funding. They live in group homes or whatever, you know.
Sure. That's true. That's true. Well, we're coming to the end of the half hour here of the interview. I know. Doesn't it go by really fast?
Yeah.
I know. When I first started doing this show, I was just like, oh, my gosh, I'm like, I've talked enough. Because when I first started doing this show, I did mostly my own reviews of books, things like that. And I would always be scared that I couldn't fill up the whole time. But now I realize it's pretty easy, especially when you have a guest. So, but thank you so much. Is there anything that you'd like to add or maybe tell about your website or anything like that before we go?
No, that's probably it.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, thank you so much for being on my show today. I really appreciate your taking your time this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon to come and share your success with us. And I truly appreciate it, Laurel.
All right. Well, thanks for asking me. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you. And I hope to see you soon.
Hey, I'm sure I'll see you at a meeting or something.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to wrap up the show, and I will hopefully talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks,
okay.
Beth.
Thanks, Laurel.
Bye.
And as always, thank you to the Diva Toolbox for the promotion of the show, as well as the Blog Talk Radio. For the Success Design, this is Beth Schenkel Anderson signing off.